Hey, what's up, Giants fans? Devon Kennard here at the Van Heusen Showroom. Gonna try on some suits today and learn about the fashion world a little bit. So, Chad, where do we start?
We're gonna get you set up in a suit and kind of walk you through some of the finer points of tailoring. I'd like to introduce you to Joseph
Tate. How you doing?
How you doing?
Nice to meet you, sir.
Nice to meet Master Taylor. Can't wait to get started.
All right, let's do it.
So one of the very first things that you usually check is kind of for the fit in the shoulders.
The body needs a little shaping, it's a little too big here.
So what Joseph's doing is taking in all that extra material out of the middle.
Yeah.
And this feels really good.
Yeah, it looks a lot of difference.
What you want to have is you want to have your jacket sleeve a little bit shorter than probably what you're used to. The point is that you should always show, you always want to show about at least a half inch of your shirt sleeve. Once everything else is all put together, there's nothing like adding a sharp little pocket square to kind of complete the look. And now let's talk about pants.
Yeah, these pants are a piece of work. They need a little bit of work.
So let's start at the waist.
Okay, right, start at the waist now. At the same time, this little too baggy here, I'm going to clean it up.
Personally, I like a pant with no break or very little break. If you look at the shape of his right leg as opposed to his left leg, it's really, really subtle. It's not a whole lot of difference, it's not a whole lot of material taken out, but when all is said and done and put together, it's gonna make just that little bit of difference. Let's see about how the collar fits you. Now this is a Van Heusen Flex collar shirt.
Which I really need because I've been told I have a big neck.
So the Van Heusen Flex collar is designed to actually stretch and move with you as you move throughout the day. It's not like a visible stretch, but it actually flexes kind of on its own up to about a half an inch, which is a full dress shirt size. I know you guys, you know, have to dress up when you travel. Let's talk about ties. Starting with a solid tie is a great, really, really easy matchup.
Okay. You know, I've seen clips before, and I never know when a good time is to wear one, when it'll, like, complement my suit well or not.
It's an extra decoration. It's an extra, like, stylish little piece of flair that you can kind of add to your outfit.
All right, so what about bow ties? I've never really worn a bow tie. I want to start, you know, trying them out, but I have no idea how to tie them.
Okay, I'm going to try this one. I'm going to tie this one on you the first time. I'm going to let you give it a try.
Awesome. I like the bow tie look.
All right, so let's give this a whirl. Pulling this piece over that piece. This is where it gets tricky.
I think I just came to the conclusion that we're going to go with the already made bow ties. So when we do the bow ties, you know, anything over 2 minutes, I don't know if I can do it. Whew. Broke a sweat trying to tie this bow tie. I want to thank you for all the pointers today. You know, I feel really, really prepared to dress my suit and to look good. I learned a lot today and can't wait to take it into the world and rip the runway.
Well, you look sharp, man.